entertainer, and entrepreneur answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Larry Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Welcome, winter and cold weather. Well, for a change. Now, are you one of those people who, for a very few days out of the year, when it's colder than our normal suntan weather, complain because I left up north to get out of this? Let me ask you, how much snow did you shovel today? Stop whining and let me, Larry Adams, and the American Adversaries, Drive Time on News Talk 660 WORL, warm you up. Now, a question for all you brainy people out there. We live in a capitalistic society, right? At least right now. Where entrepreneurs buy products and sell them for a profit, right? Like insurance companies who buy products and services from healthcare professionals and sell it to you for, hopefully, more than they pay for it. Now, that's on the gamble. You'll pay more than what it costs to fix you up. You see, you gamble that you'll pay X amount of dollars now for something you may not need, but if you do, you will save astronomically. So that's why those evil insurance companies don't cover pre-existing. It fixes the deck. The gamble is now gone, and the game is rigged for the house to always lose. Call us if it can explain how it all works, unless our host can. But he looks as befuddled as me, Christopher Hart.
Oh, thank you so very much, Larry Adams. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us once again on the American Adversaries Drive Time on a chilly Florida wintry afternoon. And that's right, we won't be shoveling any snow around here. We're not going to be shoveling any of that other stuff either.
Snow, snow.
But we will be helping to keep you warm and comfortable as you are driving or cooking or eating or whatever you happen to be doing right now. We are live. 407-774-8255 is the number. We are going to start off tonight talking about Obamacare and how it ain't working, which is what Lair was referring to there. Tom Tillison will be joining us and telling us what Ted Cruz is, his latest exploits, which is getting him a lot of attention. And Nostra Dennis is going to join us as well a little bit later on in the show. And we're going to finish up the show tonight. Nostra Dennis is going to tell us about a radio pioneer, a talk radio pioneer who just passed away in New York. Dennis had an opportunity to work with him for a while, so he's going to tell us about the man and some of their exploits as well.
Dennis worked with Methuselah. I mean, he's worked with everybody.
Well, I tell you, he worked with Imus, and that's about the same. So he's been with them all. So I hope you'll stick around with us for the whole hour. Don't forget Gary Kultbaum's coming up after the show, and don't forget we got a great lineup of radio for you tomorrow too. Carl Jackson starts off the day at 8 o'clock live. 8 to 9. And then Marshall Polston, you catch him live at 2 o'clock. You got John Butler Book. He's live tomorrow afternoon as well, right before Marshall's show. And then, of course, at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, you got our very own Nick LoCicero, who's guiding us through the ether tonight. And he's doing his show, WDW News Radio Show, live at 7 on 1520. Nick, Tell the folks real quickly what you did for the holidays that you got Lair and I hornswoggled into.
Well, you know, on the side, other than this radio show all about Walt Disney World, I do a specialized podcast on a specific piece of merchandise at Walt Disney World called Vinylmation. It's a collectible that you could purchase. And every year we do a Christmas special, and we take Vinylmation and insert it into a classic Christmas story. A couple of years ago, we did A Christmas Carol, and last year we did Was the Night Before Christmas, the poem. This year we took on It's a Wonderful Life, and took the story of It's a Wonderful Life and did a short version for the radio, basically, you know, like a radio drama of what it'd be like if there was a world without Vinylmation. And you guys contributed your voices. There were many voices. It was a big cast. It was one of the biggest. It was one of the biggest productions I ever put together. It was a big cast of people.
Well, where can people find it?
You can find that at destinationvinylmation.com.
And you spell vinyl with a Y?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. V-I-N-Y-L-M as in Matt. A-T-I-O-N. Yeah. Destination Vinylmation.
Do you feel like Cecil B. DeMille, Nick? A cast of thousands like that. This is too much.
You were amazing, Lair, as a grumpy old man.
Oh, no.
He was in his natural state. What are you talking about? You cast him perfectly.
It was Chris's fault. He got me really upset on that night's show, and I was just carrying it over.
Okay. All right. So
glad to do it anytime.
You got a full lineup of great shows tomorrow, plus you can go catch the podcast.
And Chris, I'd like to stress to people, it's worth it to get up for Carl's show. You know, his show's on at 8 in the morning. You know, Saturday you want to sleep in. But you know what? Wake up for Carl's show. Everybody that's heard it loves it, and they generally make a point of every Saturday morning listening to it.
I tell you, I wouldn't start my Saturday without it now. So that's Carl Jackson tomorrow morning. Okay. All right. My little phrase for tonight in my outline here is, you got it, try using it. Okay? A lot of people went through all this trouble to sign up for Obamacare, and lo and behold, are having trouble going and using it because of the chaotic nature of trying to set all this business up. And it's ridiculous. And SoundbiteRx.com has found the story, and of course, this doesn't appear in any of the mainstream media here. This was in the UK, and the UK Daily Mail. And they talked to patients who were told that they would have to pay their bills out of their own pocket, lo and behold, or weren't able, and therefore weren't able to get the care. One person was faced with a...
In the UK or here?
This is here. This is the UK coming over here to see how Obamacare is going, and it ain't going all that well. But they're reporting
it. How unfair.
They're reporting it back there. They talked to one lady who was faced with a $3,000 hospital room charge, but she couldn't pay it, so she left. She was experiencing chest pains. She couldn't even get a chest X-ray. A lot of these people, the problem that they're finding is, they signed up so late, it was so difficult, and so many changes have been made by the president during this disastrous rollout. And we told you folks, if you were listening, that the website, that's just symptomatic. That's just a symbol, if you will, of the real problems to come. The real problems to come are going to be trying to actually access the health care,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
All right? This is just the website. That's really nothing to be upset about.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to get the access to the health care that was going to really be the difficult mm-hmm. thing. And it started with people being canceled from their already insurance. In order to get people insured, we canceled people from their existing insurance. How smart is that? It is just absolute stupidity. And the stupidity just is just this whole law.
It was always
riddled.
Meant to fail.
It was written by people who don't know what they're doing. So in that sense, yeah, it was meant to fail. But
meant for single-payer socialism?
That's the ultimate goal, but you would think that they would want to show that the government could actually do single-payer system. This is demonstrating to everyone that the government is absolutely incompetent. That's why I think these people are more stupid than a lot of people think they are. Everybody, just because a liberal tells you he is smart, and I don't care where he went to school, it does not mean they are smart. These people are stupid. Liberals are stupid. They do not use their brain. They do not pay attention to facts. How can they be said to be intelligent? They're idiots. And that's why we have this disaster called Obamacare, the quote-unquote Affordable Health Care Act, which is, of course, anything but that. Nick, please give me four more minutes. This is negatively affecting people's well-being, their health. That is not going to be good for anybody trying to sell a single-payer system to cognizant people, even of the low level that many people operate on in this society. Because when they go to get health care and they get turned away and they got it because of the government, that reflects poorly on the government. And they're going to be less likely to. So even if they tried to, that just demonstrates to me how stupid they were. If they tried to destroy the system in order to implement a single-payer system, it was the stupidest way to go about doing it. Because it proves that a single-payer system won't work. Let me go on to what I was talking about. People are showing up in emergency rooms and are being turned away for either because they didn't pay their first installment, which means they're not actually officially signed up to get the care, or B, they did pay it and are discovering the huge deductibles that they have bought themselves into. In other words, the lady couldn't pay the $3,000 even though she actually has care, because she's going to have to pay that $3,000 first before the other bills are picked up, right? If you don't pay your deductible, your insurance is not going to pay the rest of it. You have to pay that deductible first. She couldn't afford it, so she turned and walked away. So she has Obamacare. She can even maybe have a card, but she can't get the health care. This is the crux of the issue here.
Well, now Chris, I've been involved with insurance situations where you go in there. With a regular insurance company, I've never heard of them saying you've got to pay your deductible up front.
Welcome to Obamaville. Also,
maybe that's my point. If you're sure that's how it's set up, that is a huge difference that nobody explained out there. Folks, I've had situations.
That's my whole point here. There's a lot of stuff that nobody explained out there because these geniuses didn't see it coming. That's why they're not geniuses. And, oh, by the way, you remember Obama and all of his lackeys running around in the media and in the administration telling us how, oh, yeah, we'll start Obamacare. I'm sorry, Nick, I'm going to need two more minutes. And that's going to, and we'll put all these, we'll put all the poor folks on Medicaid, right? And why are we going to put people on Medicaid? Because where do they go to get their health care now? Where do poor people go to get their health care?
Emergency rooms.
Guess what? A study just found that when they put people on Medicaid, guess where they go to get their health care?
The emergency room.
The emergency room. It did not decrease people going to the emergency room. It increased it by 40%. 40% increase to the costs of the emergency room. Now, can you folks say bailout? Remember we talked a few weeks back with Lenny Weinberg about something that Marco Rubio wrote in the Wall Street Journal called risk corridors? And where in the world they came up with that, I don't know. But risk corridors is basically, there are statutes in the law that say that if this turns out to be a disaster, the government will bail out at taxpayer expense the insurance companies that we're in the process of trying to put out of business. Now, how smart is that?
Or how insidious.
Exactly.
You can reward your buddies there, your cronies.
If anything, these people are sinister. They are not smart, but it could be said that they are sinister. And that would go to the heart of what you're talking about, trying to destroy the system in order to implement. That is a sinister plan.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way to describe it. Because it's underhanded, it's dishonest, and it is above all cruel. Look at this, what is happening to people. In the name of getting them health care, they are being turned away or having to force themselves to turn and walk away because they can't afford something they were told they would be able to afford. That is cruel. At the heart of it, it is cruel. And that is what is at the heart of liberalism. It is cruel because these people think that they can take the rest of us and twist them around their little fingers in any fashion or any little knot, and it doesn't matter how much it hurts or causes us pain as long as they get to do it.
Well, kind of sounds like you're saying, Chris, that fairness is cruel.
Their version of it showing that. You know what is.
Maybe fairness is a little bit cruel when someone else creates the fairness. We'll be back.
It's political, professional wrestling at its finest. The American Adversary on 660 WORL.
The American Adversaries are here. Larry Adams, Christopher Hart, and folks, we did play that commercial for Cafe Positano's New Year's Eve party on purpose. We are very serious. We are advertising for next year.
For 2014.
That's 2014, right. That's right.
Nostradamus last night predicted we'll be right there.
That's right. So by golly, you that's why we played that commercial.
You can never make those reservations.
We don't make
early.
Mistakes here. It was next. We planned that. Anyway, Christopher Hart's here to tell us who our special guest is today. Tom Tilson may even go to Cafe Positano's next year.
All right. Well, you just told him, but of course he's our regular Friday, and that is, of course, Tom Tilson of BizPackReview.com. That's where you can find their excellent work.
Awesome.
Tom, how you doing? How is your New Year's celebration going?
Hey, the New Year's gotten off to a great start, and I'm loving this weather.
Good, yeah. It is great weather. We got a nice rain out of it because we'd been kind of dry there for a while.
And all these whiners. Oh, it's so cold. Oh, my gosh. Get a life.
It won't last long. It's going to warm up tomorrow.
Yes,
even
sir.
Though next week it's going to get even colder, they say.
Yep.
So we'll be ready for that. Tom, you know, we've been talking not only was the rollout of the website a disaster, but the rollout of the actual Obamacare itself is turning out to be just as disastrous. And at least one guy is sitting up taking notice of it.
Well, you know, there's I heard your rant earlier. you mentioned that liberals are idiots. I don't argue with that at
Stupid,
all.
Stupid, but...
The big crime is the media, you know, because the media is simply not telling the American people the truth on this. You know, they initially in the early stages reported about, you know, all the down, the shortcomings of the website, but now they've turned that focus to sharing positive stories with the American people. And there's so many stories like you were mentioning of people being turned away, of people, you know, not being sure whether or not they actually have coverage. But those stories have now been pushed to the back burner, and the American folks, the American people are just not going to be told those stories.
Yeah, you know, we had Senator Ron Johnson on here. It was around Thanksgiving time or so. And I told him. I told him at that time, you know, what the Republicans need to do is bring out all these stories and put faces to them because the media is not going to help them out. But at the end of the day, if those stories do get out, the mad news stories will trump those good news stories. But you're absolutely right. I mean, part of what I was talking about, I pulled from a story you heard me say out of the UK Mail. I mean, they're reporting it over there. It could be done here. But it's the reason the reason the media do what they do for the liberals is because the media is liberal. Right, Tom?
If you want to really know what's going on in America, follow the news in Britain because they cover it.
Yeah, I watch BBC.
They're much better than we do on a lot of occasions. But, you know, Obamacare, you know, what we're seeing right now is just the tip of the iceberg. And you know, they've intentionally delayed the bulk of the impact of Obamacare until after the November election. And we're just – seeing the tip of the iceberg, guys. I mean, this is going to get a lot worse.
Now, Tom, let me ask you a question. Will Republicans, in this next debate and trying to win seats, will they use the lie word?
Yeah, that's a great question. But I sense the Republicans are, for the most part, they're content right now to just you know, get out of the way and let this thing, let the impact of this roll out affect, you know, the voters, how it's going to affect them, and hopefully that, you know, shows up in their votes in November. But, you know, as I mentioned, talking to Chris earlier today about Ted Cruz, you know, he tweeted a picture of Dr. Evil, you know, emphasizing the so-called affordable portion of the Affordable Control Act. It's not affordable. People are seeing that. And the Republican Party has got so many angles that they can take to go after Obamacare, but I think they're just going to sit it out.
That to me would be a
dinosaurs.
That would be a poor strategy indeed, because all it would allow to do is the Democrats then to position themselves as the people that would be the natural ones to correct Obamacare and make it work. I mean, it would be a very, very flawed strategy. Let's just put it that way.
You're right, but, you know, the one thing that the Democrats always come back with is to say, well, the Republicans have not offered a plan, an alternative. And to be honest, they haven't articulated a clear...
You're right. You're absolutely right. That's another thing I told Senator Johnson. You know, this is an opportunity for the Republicans, under the guise of rescuing Obamacare, replace it. Tom, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Here is tonight's American Adversary SoundbiteRx.com News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's SoundbiteRx.com News Minute is being brought to you by Lake Mary Jewelers. For that special gift, for that special someone, go to Lake Mary Jewelers at the intersection of Lake Mary Boulevard and Lake Emma Road. Call them today, 407-878-6230. Now, here's Christopher Hart with Ted Boger of SoundbiteRx.com.
Ted, in another holiday midnight maneuver, this time by Eric Holder's Justice Department, the administration has found another way to gather data from the Internet.
Chris, you're right. I mean, come on, every day it gets more crazy, and you think, God, it cannot possibly be like this, and it is. So here's the deal. The Justice Department announced that it's spending over $500,000 to, quote-unquote, enhance its company profile on LinkedIn. And basically what this means is the Department of Justice, which, by the way, enforces the federal criminal laws, will use the LinkedIn recruiter option to post job advertisements. Okay, so we talked about metadata yesterday and how absolutely everything can be tied to your phone number and your social media. Well, LinkedIn has totally broken this wide open, and now the Department of Justice is going to have access to the 250 million users that LinkedIn has through its recruiter service.
And that's worldwide. So in order to target their ads now to people that they're seeking, they're going to have to know a lot about everyone in order to be effective at that.
Well, of course. And they say it's to recruit. But honestly, Chris, on the LinkedIn, all of us know, on LinkedIn, Facebook, any of the social media, we list the things that we prefer. We talk about the jobs we've had. We talk about all of our personal data, even though it could be a professional site like LinkedIn says it is, but it's still going to have your personal data, your personal information. And if we don't think the Department of Justice is going to use that as part of their entire scheme or their plan, in my opinion, to get as much information on the American people as possible, then I think we're living in a crazy world.
Well, you're absolutely right. Thanks, Ted. Please, folks, protect yourself and take that cure for ignorance. Go to SoundbiteRx.com. It's good medicine. We'll be right back.
Ho! Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I took on the Iron Sheik from Iran. I took on Nikolai Volkov from the USSR. I took on Andre the Giant from France. I just want you to know, time for more political mayhem with the American adversaries. Tough guy, how about a ho?
Ho! That's right, folks. It is Friday already again. It seems like again. It seems like we just had a Friday the other day. But
yeah, but this is a frigid Friday, Chris.
Indeed it is. 407-774-8255 is our number. And let's go back now to talk to Tom Tillison of BizPack Review. Tom, I really like that characterization that Ted Cruz used, invoking Dr. Evil, because it just goes right along with what I was saying in the first segment of the show, that above all, this law is cruel. If I were to use one word to describe this law, the Affordable Care Act, I would use cruel. And so I don't know if that's what he had in mind, but I just think it's a perfect characterization.
And if I used one word, I would use the word deceitful, because there is nothing about this law that they have said to you know, that is true. Nothing. Everything, and you mentioned it earlier. You know, one of the things that, again, that the media is not reporting is that on a 2-to-1 basis right now, the folks who are signing up are going on Medicaid.
Right.
And that's a recipe for financial disaster.
Yep.
When Obama signed this bill, he said, I will not sign a bill that will add, you know, one dime to the deficit. Well, at the pace we're on, this is going to, you know, triple our deficit. And it, one thing after another that they have said about this law turns out to be not true. You know, the one thing, and I think you mentioned this earlier in the show, 40% of those who are on Medicaid have a tendency to use the emergency room as their means of medical care. They promised us with Obamacare that, you know, you will see less traffic in the emergency rooms because people will be taking, you know, the preventive care steps.
Right.
It's not going to be true.
No, it's not. No, this was a study conducted by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. You know, just one of those little hole-in-the-wall schools off there somewhere, MIT. They did a study of a group of 10,000 low-income Oregon residents, and they found that after they got put on Medicaid, they tended by 40% more go to the emergency room, not less. In other words, they figured it was free, so why not go more, right?
Also, gentlemen, they have admitted the whole concept of preventative care isn't as great as we all thought. You have a certain point you can maybe help things out, but this whole idea that preventative care is going to cure cancer and everything else, uh-uh.
Well, and some of it has to do with habit, I'm sure, too, because according to the study, some of these, obviously many of these trips could have been taken to a regular doctor's office at regular hours, but the people chose to go to the emergency room instead. There's just something about you, when you go to the emergency room, you got a feeling like, well, something's going to happen. I'm going to get treated. Tom, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it comes back to accountability and responsibility. And if many of these folks were accountable and were responsible, believed in self-sufficient behavior, they wouldn't be in a position where they had to rely on free health care from the government to start with.
Yeah.
And the other thing that we haven't touched on, and we could go on for hours about this, you know, the doctors are not going to be seeing these patients on Medicare,
right?
Because the government is not paying them enough to reimburse or to sufficiently, you know, compensate for their efforts, and they're simply not going to take the patients.
Well, and that's not going to be just the Medicaid. That's going to be right on up the ladder in the bronze plans and these other plans, too. You're going to have a plan, but go try using it. You're going to get, you know, put at the end of the line of a very long line of a very limited number of doctors and hospitals.
Well, and Tom, too, I have to question the intelligence. I mean, in an insurance company, the reason why they have pre-existing, you know, way you can't get it if you're pre-existing is because the idea is you want people to pay into on their insurance, and someday if they get this horrible disease, it'll pay off. But if you wait until you know that you have a horrible disease and you jump into it, there's no way insurance companies could ever make a dime. They would fold in days. And this whole idea of, oh, well, if you have pre-existing, then you're wavered, it ruins the whole concept of insurance, doesn't it?
Well, listen, guys, I mean, can you imagine the conversations that took place between you know, the White House and the, you know, top level insurance executives in this country, and, you know, the deals that these guys have cut would put them all in prison, I think, if it was known to the public. You know, these guys have been reassured that the government will not let them fail just to get them to go along.
Yeah.
And you guys talked about this earlier. The bailout is coming because the way this thing is all playing out, you know, the insurance companies are not going to be able to survive.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Tom, I've got a caller I want to go to, and then we'll bring Nostradamus in on the conversation. Let's go to Coast Guard Al. Thanks for calling this afternoon, Al. We appreciate you being out there.
Yeah, it's great to hear you guys. Hey, instead of relying on the mainstream media to do their job and report the disasters, I go out and find articles like on Breitbart, Weasel Zipper, Drudge Report, and then I paste them on the social, you know, on their Facebook sites.
Right. Yeah, that's
so,
you know, so
that all these people are going to it are also going to see the negativity of the disaster this program's causing our fellow Americans.
Yeah.
So it's like my way of being able to combat or do the job that the mainstream media should do, you know. It just fires me up that they won't report everything that's going on.
Well, I like that attitude, that you're not going to take this sitting down and you're going to do something about it, and that you have found a way to do something about it. And, great
and
idea.
I don't say anything negative. I just post the URL, you know, the link.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. Let the news do the talking for you, so to speak. But great idea, Al, and thanks again for calling. We really appreciate you being out there. Tom, this is the kind of thing that I think that the media had better think a little long and hard about what they're doing and putting so much of their credibility on the line here, because they can report all the good news all they want. But people are going to hear the bad news one way or the other, even if they hear it directly from their neighbor. You know what I'm saying? Tom, are you still with us?
Yeah. What the caller is talking about is the new media. And the new media, basically, I mean, that's the one stopgap that is keeping our head above water, if you will. And that's what we do at BizPack Review. It's the same concept.
Yeah. Yeah, and same thing with the guys at SoundbiteRx.com. I mean, they're working hard to find the stories and find the truth and get it out there because, yeah, we all know that, the mainstream media is not going to do it. But, I sort of look at that as an opportunity. Well, if they're not going to do it, we'll do it.
Well, and also, what a symbol to hang on your head. You know, let's face it, you're in their sights. They hate you. You're the enemy of the mass media. And they don't, you know, want other people getting information from other sources. And you guys are busting that wall.
At the same time, guys, I mean, they are paying the price. You know, they continue to put their ideology first, but across the line, they're paying the price for that. You know, if you look at newspaper, subscriptions, they're in the toilet. You know, the most papers are struggling to make it in this country right now.
Sure.
You look at a network like MSNBC.
The ratings.
They're struggling to draw viewers. Yeah, so people are catching on slowly.
But you're in a situation here too, though, Tom, where people can pay to have their ideas spread in newspapers. So if these newspapers are failing, someone with a liberal mindset is going to step in there. And
that's nothing new, though.
Yep.
All right, let's bring in Nostradamus to this conversation because he's been in the media business all his life. How you doing, Dennis?
I am good, and you know, Coast Guard Al really rang a bell with me. I don't remember the last time I watched a nightly news program on TV. I get my news from BizPackReview.com, from Breitbart, from Drudge, from a lot of the same places. And if it resonates with me, I throw it out there. I share it on my Facebook page. And I don't say a word either. I just throw it out there and let my liberal friends start screaming about it.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I'm proud of, and this goes for Tom with BizPack Review, and of course the great guys over at SoundbiteRx.com, is that we're oftentimes running with the stories long before they're picked up by these other media outlets. And oftentimes we're even beating our own, if you will, media outlet. And so it can be done. It can definitely be done. Tom?
Oh, it can clearly be done, and it's being done every day. You look at that, the social media site Twitter. You know, pretty much conservatives own that site. You know, that's the fastest source for news in America today.
Yeah.
There are counters out there. They are effective. But again, the mainstream media, we look at the local newspaper, the Orlando Sentinel. As much as their subscription rates are down, they still reach an awful lot of people, and they can still impact decisions in the community. And you have to go up against that, and you have to offer alternatives.
Yeah, you're right about that. Dennis?
Yeah, something else to consider is you might hear some of the same stories, but you won't hear them completely. You remember the story we did Sunday night about the freighter stuck in Antarctica?
Sure.
Did you know that the people on that freighter were researching global warming?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that.
If you listen to the radio, the TV, and the mainstream media, they mentioned the freighter was stuck. They didn't mention what everyone was doing there.
Yeah, it was.
Fox has been.
Yeah.
There's a website called Newsbusters that did a little survey on that, Dennis, and they showed that 96% of the stories regarding that freighter did not mention what the mission was about.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to admit that on Sunday night we didn't have enough time. But last night we talked about it and we did say that. As a matter of fact,
that's the crux of the story, really.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, well, thank God for SoundbiteRx.com, BizPack Review, and guys like Al there, because otherwise it just wouldn't get done. Who did we lose there? I just heard a signal. Dennis, are you still with us? Dennis, are you still with us?
I think it was Dennis.
Tom, are you still with us? Okay.
I'm still here, guys.
Oh, Dennis?
Okay.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. All right. Well, we're coming up on the break anyway, but real quick before we take the break, any action with the nuns who got the temporary delay from Justice Sotomayor?
Well, yeah, this morning, right before the 9 a.m. deadline, the Department of Justice filed a brief
reiterating
its argument. They said that they believe they have the right to make religious nonprofit groups to certify that they don't want to provide contraceptive coverage. They say if they do that, it's still going to be up to a third-party administrator to decide whether to provide it.
And so now Sotomayor can make a decision, or she can refer it to the full court, or maybe nothing would happen.
Right. She could let it ride, or she could confer with some of the other justices.
All right. But as far as we know right now, the Justice Department responded, but the delay is still in effect.
That's right. And the Little Sisters of the Poor say even signing the certification form would violate their beliefs and their religious freedom.
Sure.
That's what we talked about with Steve yesterday.
Isn't this beautiful? Isn't this beautiful? This was a great gift. This had to spoil Obama's vacation. A group of little nuns standing up and finding footing in a court from Justice Sotomayor. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay. Obama versus the nuns.
Couldn't get any better than this, could it? Okay, folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
Nun hater!
This is Sunny, the California girl, and I've been around a lot of big, hunky, sexy, tough men. I like men like that, but only when they're brainy, like the American adversaries. On News Talk 660 WORL, these guys are sexy and smart.
And, Chris, you can't pay her to say that. She did it for free. Oh, well.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. You are listening to The American Adversaries as we wrap up the Drive
Great
Time
gal.
Hour with you. That's right, Sunny. She'll be with us. That's Patricia Summerlin, our California glow girl, and she'll be joining us Sunday night. Don't forget, we'll be here live Sunday 5 to 8. And Carl Jackson will be with us, too, Johnny Guns, and, of course, Nostradamus. I want to go to Nostradamus first, then we have a caller on the line. I'll get his comment, then we'll go back to Nostradamus. Nostradamus, real quickly, the Obama administration has more legal woes, if you will.
Oh, you're talking about Rand Paul, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rand Paul is totally suing Obama, and y'all can come, too. That's the headline for one of my favorite alternative websites, chicksontheright.com, conservative women.
So,
this is what they say.
Yeah.
Rand Paul is going to appear tonight at 10 p.m. on Fox News to talk about a lawsuit he is leading. He is also joining with hundreds of thousands of Americans who don't like the fact the Obama administration is spying on them via the NSA. Now, he is not filing this suit due to his status as a U.S. senator. He is filing as a regular person.
Is he looking for a class action status? Is that the idea here?
It says here the focus of the lawsuit will be how the NSA's actions violate the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of millions of Americans. It's going to target the NSA's metadata program.
But what I'm asking, is he asking people to join him in the lawsuit, basically?
He is, yeah. In fact, if you go to his website, it is rand-2016.com. You can sign up. And before you go crazy, he's running for re-election in the Senate in 2016. That's why it's rand-2016.com.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that update. Nostradamus, I want to take a call, and then we'll come back and talk to you about a good friend of yours, Bob Grant. Rick, thank you for calling this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys. I'm really excited about some of the new things that are coming with this new Obamacare program.
Such as?
I have a question maybe you could help me with.
Yeah.
Now I'm supposed to get free breast exams. My question is, do I get to choose whose breast I examine?
I wouldn't be surprised the way this law is written that there may be something in there you could find you could use, my friend.
Well, my question is...
We'll look into it. Let's just put it that way.
My question is if you're a man and you go to...
Napolitano's.
No. Yeah. Now, I
didn't need that visual image.
If you're a man and you go to the doctor and you want to be treated for some type of female problem, but because you identify as a female, what does the doctor do then?
All right. Thanks a lot, Rick. We appreciate it. Appreciate the levity out there. All right. One thing that's great about talk radio is that people obviously can participate. But there was a time when there wasn't much talk radio at all, wasn't there, Dennis?
That's right. In fact, if you remember the Equal Time Act that said that if you had to have equal opportunity for opposing viewpoints when presenting a political opinion on the radio or on television. That got struck down in the mid-80s, and that was where Mr. Bob Grant started to flourish. He was a talk show host in New York after hosting some shows in L.A., went to work at WMCA, which was the big talker in the 70s, went to WOR a little bit later, joined WABC in 1984, and I had a chance to work with him for a year or two there. Now, I wouldn't qualify him as a friend. He was an associate. He was a co-worker, but he was really a crotchety old man. He was on the radio what he was in real life. He was very very inward. On the air, he was bombastic, but personally, one-to-one, he was actually a very shy, off-putting kind of person in the offices.
Is that right? And he worked in at ABC affiliate for quite some time, didn't he?
Yeah, he was there before Rush Limbaugh arrived on the scene. Before there was Rush, there was Grant. And when he was fired for some comments he made in 1995 by the Disney company, the parent company of ABC at the time, he was replaced by a guy named Hannity.
Is that right?
So guys like Mike Gallagher, Mark Levin, all of them have worked with Bob Grant at that flagship station.
Including a fellow by the name of Nostradamus.
That's right.
Yeah. I understand that he didn't, when Limbaugh came on board there, he didn't, slight him or anything. He actually gave him pointers and kind of helped him out.
Yeah, he did, but they both kind of kept their distance from each other, and it's weird because at another station I worked at, WNBC in New York, Imus in the Morning was the old guy, and Howard Stern was the brash youngster coming in to shake things up. And it's very ironic to see how guys like Grant and guys like Imus had such a problem getting into the syndication market where Limbaugh and Stern basically created syndicated talk radio.
Wow. So who was your favorite to work with?
I loved Limbaugh. Limbaugh was a soft, warm fuzzball off the air. He was a genuinely good person, and I love seeing people post on Facebook how fat and stupid Rush Limbaugh is, who have never met him and probably never heard a word he said. Although Howard Stern was also a very nice guy off the air.
Yeah. One question I've always wondered about Howard Stern, is that really his hair or is that a wig?
That is 100% natural hair. Howard is one of the most healthy people I know. He's a vegetarian.
Yeah,
and he eats lots of grains and lots of vegetables. I don't think he's had a piece of processed meat for dinner in probably his entire adult lifetime. He's a very healthy guy. Doesn't drink either.
How do you like that? All right. Well, Bob Grant, he was 82 years old and a pioneer in talk radio. Thank God for guys like him, huh, Dennis?
Yeah, and he was really a lightning rod for the left. They loved railing against what he had to say, and you'll love this quote. Some fans said that Grant was like a pro wrestler, all bluster and choreography.
That must have been one of our listeners. All right. All right. Thanks a lot, Dennis. We'll be seeing you Sunday night.
See you then.
Okay. All right, folks. Real quick before we get out of here, don't forget, a week from this Sunday is the Roar on I-4. That's the Biker Rally, the Bikers Against Child Abuse. You can go to OrlandoHarley.com. That's OrlandoHarley.com to get tickets and register. The registration that day will be starting at 10 o'clock. The ride starts at downtown Disney. It ends up at Orlando Harley down there. $20 per bike. And when you get to Orlando Harley, and by the way, you don't have to be in a ride. You can just go to Orlando Harley. They're going to have all-day bands, entertainment, food. It'll be a lot of fun.
If you're friends with bikes, call them.
Prize giveaways, Harley's merchandise. You'd love it.
Goes for a great cause. Folks, like Chris was saying, this Sunday night, we are on for 3 hours. If you've never heard our Sunday night 3 hour show,
3 hour tour.
That's right. You need to join us because that's where we talk about things we don't have time to talk about during the week. But we'll see you then on Sunday nights. Please join us.
Night of